It's Thursday. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. There is one dominant broadband high-speed internet provider in Seattle, Comcast, the folks who also bring you cable TV. Well, last weekend, Comcast had a service outage that cut off internet in some neighborhoods, to the annoyance of some. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says we need to improve high-speed broadband in Seattle.
We need to understand how we provide more broadband at an affordable rate to folks in the city. There are people who don't have it, there are people who don't have enough of it, and it can be very, very expensive. So whether it's several companies here, whether it's a public model, we need to get this right.
What are the challenges to moving forward with citywide broadband? And are there other steps besides the city running it that we could take to improve our high-speed internet service? To get some answers, we talked to Bill Schreier. He's with us now. He's the former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. And these days, he's a policy advisor for the state of Washington. Bill, a pleasure to speak with you again.
Hey, Ross. It's good to be on the program today.
Mayor Ed Murray this week talked about a few options for improving broadband, and one of them was building a citywide broadband network. What makes that easier said than done?
Well, Mayor Murray's actually got a pretty decent vision there. He envisions a citywide broadband network of fiber cables that is similar to the public streets. Anybody can travel on the public streets, even though they're owned by the city. And in a municipal fiber network, anybody could offer internet service or telephone service. So it's a great vision, but it's expensive. It probably would cost somewhere between $700 and $800 million to build a fiber optic network which reaches each one of Seattle's 320,000 homes and businesses. And it would take a long time to pay that back. If you made that sort of investment, it might take as many as 15 or 20 years to make it back under ideal circumstances.
Well, when you were chief technology officer of the city of Seattle, I'm sure you considered that approach. We never went ahead with it then. Why not?
Well, you're absolutely right. We conducted a number of studies, some of which are available on the Seattle website since 2004, as to what would be the ideal model for moving forward with this. The biggest problem here, again, was that if you offer service, and service, I'm talking about cable television and internet and telephone service, plus maybe auxiliary services like security monitoring service, if you offer services, you would probably drive rates down. So in other words, Comcast and Wave Broadband, who are the two biggest service providers in Seattle, would drop their rates. So that would be good for Seattle's consumers.
I like that.
It makes it hard. Yeah, so would I. I live in West Seattle. But it also makes it hard to make back your money and your investment.
Now, the city of Seattle operates a city-owned broadband network, right? And so you look down to our neighbors to the south and you think, well, if Tacoma can do it, surely Seattle could do it.
Yes, that's Tacoma Quick that the city of Tacoma offers, and they have about 25,000 TV subscribers, and I think they've got about 18,000 broadband subscribers in Tacoma. And that network, it was envisioned about 17 years ago, and I know it's been operating for 12 years or more.
And now, I understand that there are some higher costs there than they originally anticipated, so one shouldn't think that a city-run network is a panacea. What do we know about city-run networks like Tacoma once they do spend the money to put them in?
Well, one of the things that Tacoma did, which I wouldn't recommend today, is they built a network that was pretty much like Comcast's, or at that time it was TCI, which is a predecessor to Comcast. So in other words, it was a combination of fiber optic cables to neighborhoods, but then coaxial cable, copper cable, from the neighborhoods to the individual homes and businesses. So it was the same network, essentially, as Comcast, although a little bit newer. It didn't offer higher-speed internet, for example.
Because that coaxial cable, the last connection, slows it down?
Yeah, exactly. Copper is slower than fiber. So, for example, on a fiber network, like the ones that Google offers in Kansas City, for example, you can get a gigabit, which is billions of bits per second, as opposed to maybe 5, 10, or 15 megabits per second on the older copper networks.
Well, putting in a city-run system would be expensive, and it would take a while to do that. What other options would we have here in Seattle, Bill Schreier? Bill Schreier is the former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle, and he's now a policy advisor for the state of Washington. For example, Seattle's contract with Comcast is up in 2016. Could we ask for more from them in a new contract?
Well, unfortunately, the FCC and the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which was passed by Congress and outlines how cable and telephone and internet are regulated, restrict this quite a bit. So we can't regulate telephone or internet service at all from Comcast. We can only regulate television, cable television. And even in cable television, we're very limited. Like, the city cannot demand anything in terms of rates other than the very minimum lowest tier rate, which I think is about $19. Anything more than that, the city's got no control over.
Bill, you're bumming me out here. We can't control the rates from Comcast. It's really expensive for us to build our own system. I'm just so jealous of Europe having a wider range of broadband internet choices. What do you think is the most likely solution for improving our broadband service, improving access in different neighborhoods, and getting that price down?
Well, actually, there's a couple of options. And one of them is that the city has already got, the city has built 500 miles of fiber optic cable on its own. It links every public library, every elementary school, every fire station. It goes deep into neighborhoods, and some of that fiber cable is unused. So the city could lease that to a competitive private provider to build a network. So that's one option. And actually, Mayor McGinn envisioned that, and the city council passed a law allowing that a couple of years ago.
We're just about out of time. You got one more option?
Yeah, how about reducing some of the regulations we have? Like right now, we make it very hard for CenturyLink or Verizon or AT&T to put cabinets in the roadway, actually on the parking strips, that would allow them to put fiber optic cables to residents and offer higher speed service. Let's take some of the restrictions off from the existing providers and allow them to offer a faster, more competitive service. And actually, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, Denver have done just that.
That's a couple of good ideas. Bill, thanks for sharing them with us. Bill Schreier, former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. Now he's a policy advisor for the state of Washington. With Steve Scheer, I'm Ross Reynolds. You are listening to The Record.